KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday.
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
It's 2:51 on the ticket. This is the throwdown. We're in for Bad Radio, but Bad Radio, Bob and Dan, they are here. And they fill in for the hard line today. Hello, boys.
Hey, now.
These headphones don't work.
Yeah, those weird. Are good ones.
So weird.
Don't mention it on the air.
Okay.
Who's back here in Laser Center? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you have some sponsors?
No. I was going to say something else, but please.
Get a bit.
Excuse me.
Any others?
Get a bit.
Just Booth?
Booth and North Texas Nissan, if memory serves.
I was just going to say, look who made it into the studio today.
I'm early, too.
Snake! The snake usually doesn't get here until about 3:30.
Yeah.
Coda!
4 o'clock some days.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
How are you feeling, Douchey?
Corby!
Pretty good. Pretty good. No temperature.
You don't look very good, man.
Minor sore throat. Oh, I didn't feel real good, Rich.
What was wrong with you? Runs?
What kind of a thermometer did you use when you took your temperature?
Anal.
That's called a rectal, sir.
So,
not a thermometer you were using. I don't think a doctor has ever said, here, let me use this anal thermometer on you.
Analometer, that's what they call it.
No, it's not.
Well, anyway, it hurt. But it worked.
Did you get a chance to watch Sooners and LSU 83 or anything like that?
Now, do you ever get the...
I'm going to go ahead and confess that I did watch the 2000 National Championship game yesterday.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
What a dope.
Have you ever gotten the rectal and the oral thermometer confused?
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Is that a problem?
No.
What are you into, oral or rectal?
I only use the rectal.
Hey, in fact, isn't it?
You are 34 years old, sir.
And my wife and I share one, so...
Is it kind of like a double-headed thermometer?
What do you mean?
Right, hey, right. Hey.
By the way, isn't this the time of the day where we check the countdown?
Yeah, what's on the countdown today?
So, honey, I think it's 88.
Hold on.
I checked it this morning.
Want to take our temperature?
I'm in. Every morning when I wake up now, I check the countdown of when the Olsen twins will finally be legal.
And?
88 days and 8 hours. 3 minutes.
Eddie Grant
approved.
It's
going to be so great.
So
I was talking to my wife about it last night, about what exactly might be able to happen 88 days from now.
Are they on your list?
What?
What, your list of people that you can have sex with and it doesn't break up your marriage?
Dude.
I don't have one of those lists, sir.
All right. Checking.
I do.
What world do you live in?
You have one of those, don't you?
No, I don't. I think we have kind of an unspoken one.
Line 4.
Who?
Dale
like
Earnhardt.
Together?
No.
Tony Stewart.
You have that list, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And they're all over the age of 55, right? Because you can get any woman over the age of 55.
Raquel Welch, Jane Fonda.
Isn't that one of your bits? You got lots of bits, man.
Rue McClanahan.
Rue McClanahan?
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of hers because you love the Golden Girls.
Exactly. I've seen every episode.
Snake.
Didn't you like
so
that, too?
So B. Arthur also?
I actually did, yeah.
See? You know, I'm telling you.
It was a funny show.
Just because they're old.
Well, what? Why else do they?
Because
they've got golden globes.
Shower?
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, today is March 16th. Corby's back, and all is well.
I love the Eddie Grant punctuator.
You know what you need? That needs to be the full, oi, you know,
oi!
Doubled.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
Dun, 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 oi! It needs to be longer.
Well, I could wait for Gribble to go to CD Source, the award-winning CD provider of Bad Radio.
You know, it's not cheaping them.
Well, or I would have to wait till this afternoon for Gribble to do that. Or I could have some P1 out there email me that song. Electric Avenue, I need it.
Oi!
You know, after all we've given to the Metroplex,
we have. That's all we have here at the station. That,
hey! So I need that tune.
Danny,
email
download
now.
Download it, Danny.
I'll get right on it.
Bob
I can get
tried
it for
to
you.
Download it, but Bob will only do legal downloads, and he couldn't find it legally. So.
What do you mean?
That's stupid.
You can find it.
You don't have it on iTunes?
It wasn't on iTunes.
You're kidding.
No. There's a lot that they have yet to figure out.
Get it illegally, Bob, and send the artist a dollar.
He won't do that.
They'll
Bob
make more money.
Refuses to do
what
that.
If my name was in the paper?
Do you get Entertainment Weekly? There's an ad in there, like there's some band, and there's some type up top that says, legal downloads rock.
God.
Illegal downloads only hurt the bands, and that only hurts you in the long run.
Illegal downloads don't rock.
Like, do they think... it's like...
You know, I've been downloading sorta music illegally for weeks now.
That's why Danny's still here.
Yeah, he could be out of this gig.
Yeah,
he?
Making money.
Well, I apologize, then.
That iTunes is a rip-off, though.
You think?
For the bands, yeah, they get like a penny for every tune.
I'm not worried about the band.
Oh.
I'm worried about me.
That's all that matters.
It's too bad.
We made 100 pennies today, guys.
Split them evenly.
That's 22 cents a guy.
Is he crying or is he a pig?
All right, today's March 16th. Danny McLean, on this day in 1985, was convicted of racketeering, extortion, and cocaine possession in Tampa, Florida.
So playing racket sports is illegal?
The very same day, 1985, Terry Anderson, chief Middle East correspondent for the Associated Press, was abducted by gunmen after a tennis game in Beirut.
Best thing that ever happened to him.
So he was convicted of racketeering, too.
I don't think that worked out real well, did it?
And on this day in 1990, South African President F.W. de Klerk announced that exiled African National Congress leaders would be allowed to return home for talks with the white-led government.
Which were held in open bathrooms across the country.
Now, today's birthday.
You think she ever did fart?
If she was about
she was
to.
About to.
Dude, you don't.
We never heard evidence of it.
You don't
can you read
it?
The...
Oh, there's the rest of the clip.
Oh, we've never...
Wow.
We've never kept it playing.
Where are you going?
Can you read the P1 birthday
keep
for me?
Keep it playing, right? Psycho.
Where are you going?
Right here.
Huh.
Hey, Dan. It's my husband's birthday today, and he keeps telling me about this why today doesn't suck thing. So
oh, that's sweet, Bob.
Could you let everyone else know it's Joe Schwayoffer's
Sergeant Joe Pembry
birthday today from Tanya.
Ooh, Tanya.
Ah, yes. Tanya.
Kind of a whore's name, kind of not.
Whoa.
Just saying.
That's abrasive.
A whore.
Tanya. How you doing, Tanya?
Are you a golden girl?
Corby?
Tanya's usually a hot girl's name.
Yeah. It really is.
Tanya.
Like Harding?
Yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, I take it back.
All right, good point.
That fried egg.
We missed, what?
Jeez,
nothing.
Dude, come on.
You're right. He's right.
He is right. Look it up.
We have factual evidence of that.
How, where do you look it up?
We missed a couple of P1 or Susquehanna birthdays. We have Angela DeLuca, Ticket Chick.
So,
Yay!
And we also have Jenny Thompson.
Oh,
so
really? I believe Jenny now is 36?
Shut up. I don't think she's
am
even
I wrong?
30.
35?
Double D?
You don't even know the half of it, Holmes.
Oh, we're talking levitation, Holmes.
All I know is she's a coworker, and
oh, she
I
is?
Respect her.
Uh-oh. She's in trouble, Danny.
Respect.
You.
Me. Everybody remember who respected
hey,
the
hey.
Coworker. Right. elsewhere, Joe DeLamalure is 52.
Ah, there's
didn't he take a swim through the Cleveland Browns?
He did, but hold on, because Ozzie Newsome is 47.
Way!
Yeah, man, I got a rawhide and a
onesie.
Headdress and a singlet, like the wrestling singlet.
Tired of that bit.
Rodney Pete is 37. Are you more tired of that, or Kota Snake, or...
I'm not tired of that.
Being abrasive.
How was that?
By the way, Rodney
Snake.
Pete.
Cowboy.
His wife.
Holly Robinson.
Not that great. Could do better.
Nah, she's pretty 21 good,
21 Jump
man.
Street, dude.
She was on 21 Jump Street? Johnny Depp had her then.
And she was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper, wasn't
Mr.
she?
Mr. Cooper had her.
Michael Bruce is 56.
That's abrasive.
Michael Bruce?
Who's that?
He is a guitarist for Alice Cooper.
Oh, God. So he's wasted his time for his last 30 years?
Who was once in Milwaukee.
Yep, Milwaukee.
Means the good land.
Well, and, you know, it's...
Of collecting the warm spit that Alice Cooper would drink on stage.
By the way, I've interviewed him twice.
That wasn't spit.
Big golfer. You interviewed him for the T-Box, didn't you, or something?
Yeah.
No, isn't he like a...
A-minus?
Didn't he get upset with the abrasiveness of the Cobra?
What'd you say? What's an A-?
Because it's a B+.
The interview?
Yeah, didn't you guys used to do that on the T-Box?
Yeah, we did that. No, he didn't get upset with me. We had a nice talk. He was a good guy.
I thought you were a bit abrasive.
For Alice Cooper, I was a bit abrasive.
I thought you were. I thought it was
he
weird.
He didn't care for your language, as I remember it.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that between...
he was into God and stuff.
Movie Buzz and the British Open Pool?
This was like 3 years ago. It wasn't 7 years ago.
Who do you have in that? I was so mad because I got Seve Ballesteros.
You got Seve?
Yeah, in the British Open Pool. I remember that. Who do you want? You're next.
So Jimmy Christopher's on the clock.
Did I tell you about I played this Saturday?
No.
On 14, I hit
right?
my drive like, I was like 260 or something.
Okay,
like that.
That's a little short for you.
I'm stuck in the rough. I'm right behind a bunker, though, okay?
That's odd.
So I got trees right in front of me.
Right, okay.
I got a lake to the right.
Oh, my gosh.
What do I do? Do I fade it around the lake?
Hey, hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll do it next.
Okay, all right.
Up next, hard 7 or easy 8?
And if you want to chime in on what you think Corby did use, 214-787-1310.
Right, I can't wait to tell you. This is amazing.
Eric Estrada is 55.
Paunch.
John.
Flava Flav is 45.
Flava Flav, Flava all flavors. Put in your garlic French fried potatoes. Make your breasts smell.
Make your breasts smell.
You guys got to stop talking over Bob.
He make your breast smell.
Breath smell.
Not what you said.
By the way, that golf story rivaled your Wrigley Field story.
Thank you. Oh, I'm not finished, though. There's a capper to this
one,
baby.
Next, right. We're hearing that.
Jerry Lewis is 78.
You know, he's considered a genius in France.
You see, he's lost all his weight since he got off roids.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why was
so he's skinny
roids?
Again?
Yeah, but he's hitting a lot less home runs.
He had some disease. They had to take roids. AIDS or something.
I don't think to take roids for that.
No, look it up. It's on the internet.
Nancy Wilson is 50.
Hard. She the big one?
50?
No.
No, she's the hot one?
And the fat.
Okay.
Isn't she married to someone?
She's married to the guy that, Cameron Crowe.
Yeah. The guy that wrote Fast Times.
Wow. They're rich.
She used to be so pretty.
She still is pretty decent.
She was, though, back in the mid-late 80s, man. Gosh, she was hot.
She's got some serious sweater meat.
Yes.
What would you have done to that?
A little of this, maybe.
Looked at it?
A little of what?
You know, like this.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Donkey punch?
Was that on the air?
No.
That was.
Why not?
Because.
Say it on the air, Danny.
I can't say it.
Sack up.
I'd take her to the fair and we'd have a nice chili dog together.
Interesting. That'd be nice.
Put her on all fours and marry her.
It'd be like a family thing. And then Chuck Woolery, he's 63.
Ah, frequent guest on the Musers.
Hey, what?
Is he?
Isn't he? Isn't he the guy that invented the fishing lure you guys had on?
What the hell are you talking about?
Am I wrong?
Chuck Woolery?
The guy from Love Connection.
Yeah, I can say
Dong.
He's a buddy of Jimmy Christopher's.
Jimmy was on that
show. I swear, you guys had him on, and he invented a fishing lure. I swear to God.
So, Chuck, we used to walk by the Rancho Bernardo ball.
How do you get fish?
I don't recall that, man.
All right.
And now here's some spare birthdays. Oi!
Oh, Chuck, I know you're from Rancho Bernardo. My parents lived in Idaho. You familiar with Idaho? Well, we used to walk up and down the beach of Idaho.
We used to have this dog, see, that had three legs. And
can we get to spare birthdays?
What is your rush, Dick?
Freaking Rich.
He's been here.
Tired of
that long 3-hour show that you had to do.
I'm so tired of the Rancho Bernardo story.
Can we hear it up for a five-minute cast?
Can we hear Jimmy?
I had to do the throwdown news desk. Quack, quack, quack.
That really
did you not do the morning tickers this morning?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I was going to say, he's tired.
I had to get up early.
You had 2 hours before your show. You could have taken a nap. And what did you do? You build around the control room.
And basically, you know what?
I did some
show
prep.
Ticker guys,
Danny
how many
does none.
How many tickers do you do in the morning?
14.
Okay, so you work 14 minutes in the morning.
Not quite.
a little bit more on that. Plus,
hey, Hank, do you get back to Mr. Bernardo very often these days?
Well, you know Jim. Hitting stuff during the offseason.
The reason I ask is I lived there in 89. I worked for a station in Southern California.
This
I worked
is amazing.
With Steve Garvey of Garvey & Company, basically the end company. And I lived in Rancho Bernardo for a couple of years. We had two dogs, my girlfriend and I. I used to walk those dogs every night by where Rancho Bernardo High would play.
Right, right there.
Back
right where it is.
In 89, so you're probably
right before the school was built.
Exactly. But that little ballpark there we used to walk to. So I saw where you played at Rancho Bernardo. So
oh, my God, what a filibuster.
It was a nice setting to play ball. Do you like playing there?
Do
you like
the 15-minute question that leads to the one-word answer?
You like playing there? My dogs are still there. I buried them right in the backyard of Rancho Bernardo.
That was the yes of a yes or no animal question. I killed. After all of that.
Yes or no question.
I was a non for 20 years, never killed an animal until I got to Rancho Bernardo.
Now I have blood dripping from my ears.
All right, Mel Gray is 42.
Lions.
I'm guessing the junior. Steve Israel is 34.
Kicker? Titans?
Niners special teams guy, as I recall.
Him playing Tennessee at one time?
Maybe. MacArthur Lane is 61.
They named a park after him.
And...
who's that?
Packer great.
Oh.
Whoa! You're going to try and slip that one by us, aren't you?
Actually, I was sitting here waiting, and...
none of us knew him.
So how do we commemorate this?
God,
this
is so tired.
I'm just saying it. Me and you and Sparky Anderson are on there together.
Have some cheese. And
we're here again with MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Lane.
Oh, MacArthur. You were the great thing.
All right, back to you, Dan.
We're here today with Sparky.
Oh, no.
We're here today at MacArthur Park.
Now, why are we here again with Sparky? I mean, have you been there a lot?
Like you did a weekly show with him or something?
MacArthur, one of the greatest parkers of all time.
MacArthur Lane.
Born on this day, now dead, James Madison.
Ooh.
The fourth U.S. president.
What is that air horn that starts that every time? What is that?
We're here today with
Sparky going on
Anderson,
there?
Manager of the Detroit Tigers.
And,
okay,
So,
Sparky, you ever been up to Rancho Bernardo?
And dead on this day, still dead, Thomas Dewey. Almost president.
Here's what needs to be done.
We used to walk our
finish
dogs.
Your golf story.
Actually, we had three dogs, and one of them was...
Someone needs to memorize that question, okay?
The Blaylock question?
Yes. Matter of fact, when I go to spring training next week, I'm going to ask him that exact same question.
All right. I can't wait for that. Now, I want to hear it again in that format.
God, what a beating to memorize that.
And I was actually the in company.
And then you also have to memorize the question Bob had to Sparky, the tough one that begins.
Hey, Hank, do you get back?
Which one?
Dave? That you've just been playing.
We're here today with Sparky Anderson, manager of the Detroit Tigers.
Tigers.
It's truly an honor to
Tyler,
what's your bit? Tyler.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Now you've had 7 divisional wins.
Hold on, Bob. Some are speculating.
Coming up next.
Look how perturbed Dick Hicks is.
No, I'm not perturbed at all.
Come on, let's do it. Let's get this thing done.
I can't wait to find out next how Corby's golf story is.
7 iron duct hook that killed him.
And on a high, and with the laugh. Come on.